Well, ahoy, my name is Lucia, and now I'm going to speak with some friends about language and this kind of topics. So here we have Rosa, Alex, Lucas, and Raul. And we are going to start for like a very easy or not that easy question. Rosa, what do you think is the most collide between your language and my language?
Oh, that's a really interesting question, because I think that our languages are very different. So I don't think that we have that much in common. I can't think right now of any like thing that we have in common, because you have totally different pronunciations, different accents. We have also like different letters and so on. Maybe we have a little bit wider vocabulary or something. So I can't think of any difference right now.
That's the most big difference indeed. So that answers the question. Like the most difficult thing for our language is that they are both very different among each other. So let's talk about pronunciation, for example. To Lucas, okay, what do you think about pronunciation of your language in comparison with mine, for example, with Spanish?
In my opinion, like the Spanish language has more like a soft pronunciation, and you have very different kind of letters than we do. And Czech, since it's Slavic language, we have very common sounds like Russian, and Russian is like hard language and pronunciation. And for me, the Spanish or like even Portuguese or Italian, it sounds like more romantic or like soft.
That's true.
And I like these pronunciations more.
That's very nice.
It sounds like more kinder.
Okay, that's nice. It's true that some of our words are kind of difficult also, but yours, Czech words, they are in other level. So about Czech words, let's talk with Alex. What have you learned here in Czech Republic? What language, what sentences, something have you learned?
We would say like normal teenagers, we teach each other like curse words, like I said, like every teenage person. But like I've also learned like how to, I don't know, present myself also, like, because it's really cold here. We will, all of us have learned like how to say, yeah, I'm cold, like all the time.
Let's go.
Sorry, but it's true.
Isn't that
hot?
No, Sima is like winter.
Oh, it's
like
cold,
okay. Very cold. If you don't say it, I will say it. It's very cold here.
Yeah, it is.
It's another big difference. So, Raul, talk with us about big difference that you have seen here.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of difference here. The first difference I saw here is the architecture, like the houses. They are, I think they are more beautiful here.
That's true.
Yeah.
I have seen also that a lot of beautiful buildings. So I think now we have talked a lot about difference, but what we have in common? What we have in common about Czech language and Spanish language? What do you think, all of you?
There's not much in common, because like I think Rosa said, Lucas said it. Czech language becomes from like Slavs languages, and we become from Latin, so it's like really different. I will say like we both of us utilize like English as like, I don't know, to say it, as support. Yeah, so that's like the thing we have in common, but like it's still another language, so it isn't really.
I would like to add like Yeah, we have a lot of differences, but the most thing that make us join, I think it's that our spirit to get to know new languages, new people. So that's maybe the big common point we have all. Even if you are Czechs and we are Spanish, doesn't matter, okay? We are all friends. So with this, we end this new podcast, and thank you for listening.